Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're getting into something really crucial, something that's fundamentally changing how we protect, well, everything digital, machine learning and cybersecurity, the whole cyber landscape, you know, in 2025. It's just shifting so radically. Threats are bigger, they're coming more often, they're way more sophisticated. Attackers are using automated tools, AI even, and these advanced tactics to get around defenses. The rules, they've totally changed.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, the stakes for businesses, they're just sky high now. A single breach, it's not just some minor issue. It can mean millions, literally millions, in lost revenue, reputational damage you can't easily fix, and huge regulatory fines. We're seeing it again and again with really nasty ransomware attacks or these very targeted attempts to steal data. And the traditional defenses, the firewalls and antivirus, a lot of places still rely on. They're frankly struggling. They just can't keep up with how fast these threats move and change.
Okay, so how are organizations starting to, you know, fight back against this onslaught? Well, increasingly, the answer seems to be AI and machine learning. Mm-hmm. Using it to spot weird stuff, predict attacks before they even happen, and respond almost instantly. So our deep dive today is all about unpacking why machine learning isn't just like a nice to have, but really essential now, and how it actually works to change detection and defense and, you know, where it's already making a difference. And here's something to think about. Did you know over 80% of ransomware attacks aren't even reported, just vanish? That alone, I think, gives you a sense of the hidden scale of this whole problem.
That figure is, well, it's staggering, right? And
yeah.
It really highlights the urgency. It tells you why just sticking with the old playbook, it's just not going to work anymore. Cyber attacks are exploding. I mean, just the publicly recorded ransomware attacks, they jumped, get this, 63% in just the second quarter of 2025. That's the biggest quarterly jump since people started tracking this stuff. And healthcare. Still the number one target, with government and services right behind.
Wow, 63%. And the sheer volume, it just keeps climbing. We're talking, what, an estimated 560,000 new malware bits detected globally every single day. And maybe over a billion active malware programs out there. It's not just lone hackers, right? Yeah. This is industrial scale.
Exactly. It's often powered by the same kind of automation we're trying to use for defense. That's the tricky part. And what's really interesting, maybe worrying, is how that automation just amplifies the risk. Bad actors can hit targets at a scale, at a speed we've just never seen before. So faced with these super fast adaptive threats, the old ways, like signature-based defenses, they're becoming kind of obsolete. They work by recognizing a known attack, like a fingerprint. But if the attack is new,
it sails right past.
Precisely. And that's exactly where machine learning comes in. It's different. It looks for patterns across huge amounts of data, constantly changing data. It spots the subtle things that are off, predicts completely new attack methods, and can even kick off automated responses before data gets stolen.
So it's moving beyond just reacting. It's becoming genuinely proactive, even predictive. Like, ML systems can spot these so-called zero-day exploits.
Yeah.
Not because they know the specific vulnerability, but because they see the weird behavior that gives it away, even if it's brand new.
Exactly that. Or think about polymorphic malware, the stuff that constantly changes its code to hide. Signature-based tools miss that. But machine learning, it looks past the code itself to the behavior, how it acts, what it tries to do. The code changes don't fool it as easily.
Okay.
And a huge side benefit, it cuts down massively on alert fatigue for security teams. These systems are just much, much better at telling real threats apart from all the noise, the false alarms.
That must be a huge relief for those teams.
Oh, definitely. If we kind of step back, the core idea of machine learning is teaching systems to learn from data, right? And respond more like, well, intuitively, instead of just following fixed rules. Mm-hmm. And the more data it sees, the smarter it gets at figuring out what's normal activity versus what's abnormal. This lets businesses build defenses that actually adapt, that evolve as the threats themselves evolve. Mm-hmm. And they learn mainly through three key approaches.
Right. So to really get what ML can do, we need to understand how it learns. And often that starts with something called supervised learning. Can you maybe walk us through that in a cybersecurity way?
Sure. So supervised learning models, they're trained using what we call labeled data sets. Think of these as big collections of examples, malware, phishing emails, normal user actions where everything is already clearly tagged, already identified. The model learns to spot the patterns for each tag, each category. Then, when it sees new unlabeled data, it can classify it based on what it learned. So, for instance, you could use a supervised model to spot new types of ransomware by looking for known suspicious file behaviors or registry changes it learned from past examples.
Okay, so that's learning from known examples. Makes sense. But what about the unknown, the stuff you've literally never seen before? That sounds like where unsupervised learning would be key.
Spot on. Unsupervised learning is different. You give it unlabeled data, and its job is to find hidden patterns or natural groupings, sort of structure, within that data without being told what to look for. This is incredibly powerful for finding anomalies, weird things that might signal a threat, even a totally new kind of threat. Like, imagine an employee suddenly starts accessing super sensitive files late at night, maybe from a device they've never used before, completely out of their normal pattern.
Yeah.
An unsupervised model would likely flag that strange behavior, even if there wasn't a specific rule written for that exact scenario.
Ah, I see.
So it's great for catching things like insider threats or maybe the very early stages of a breach, often before any known attack fingerprint even exists.
That's really interesting. Okay, and then the third one you mentioned is reinforcement learning. That sounds like it learns by trial and error.
That's a good way to put it. Yes. Reinforcement learning is probably the closest to how humans learn, through consequences. These models figure things out by getting feedback positive or negative on the decisions they make. They try something, see if it worked, and adjust. So in cybersecurity, you could use reinforcement learning to, say, automate incident response. It could learn to dynamically change firewall rules on the fly, or maybe isolate a suspicious device during an attack based on what actions prove most effective in stopping similar threats before.
Wow.
And when you layer these methods, especially with deep learning, which uses these complex multi-layered neural networks, you get systems that can spot really intricate threats, often in real time, with even better accuracy.
Okay, so this isn't just theory in a lab. It's actually out there being used. Where are we seeing ML really making a practical difference right now in cybersecurity?
Yeah, it's definitely not just one thing. Machine learning is more like a powerful engine that gets embedded into lots of different parts of a good security strategy. And because these ML tools learn and adapt all the time, they're useful right from the start, detecting threats, all the way through to figuring out what happened after an incident. One really big area is malware and endpoint detection. ML is completely changing how we spot malware, especially the tricky stuff like signatureless attacks or fileless malware.
The kind traditional tools miss.
Exactly. Traditional tools often miss those because there's no known file to scan. But ML models can spot them by analyzing how code behaves, how it interacts with the system. This means faster detection of threats nobody's seen before, like that polymorphic malware we talked about, or zero-day exploits.
Right, focusing on the behavior, not just a static fingerprint. Okay, so besides catching the bad code itself, where else is ML helping in the sort of day-to-day fight?
Another huge area is behavioral analytics. This is about constantly watching what users and networks normally do. ML learns the baseline, the normal, for every user, every device, every application. Then it flags deviations. Things like someone working at very odd hours, or logging in from a strange place, or suddenly trying to access tons of data they don't usually touch. No. These anomalies can signal insider threats, maybe a stolen account or an active hacker moving around inside the network. Mm-hmm. So it's really effective at spotting things like lateral movement or big data grabs, data exfiltration attempts, often early on, sometimes before the main damage is done.
And you mentioned fewer false alarms earlier.
Yes, that's a major benefit here too. By understanding context and normal behavior, it drastically cuts down on false positives. Security teams aren't chasing ghosts all day.
That sounds like it could really change how security teams actually work, letting them focus on real problems.
Yeah.
What about automating the response? How does ML help there?
Well, when you connect machine learning with SIEM tools, that's security information and event management, that's where you get the foundation for autonomous response. Think of your SIEM as like the central nervous system for security, pulling in logs and alerts from everywhere.
Okay.
When you add ML to that, it doesn't just collect the data. It actively sifts through that ocean of information. It finds hidden connections between alerts, figures out which threats are truly urgent, and can even trigger actions like blocking an IP address or quarantining a machine, sometimes without needing a human to click a button.
So shifting from just reacting after the fact to actually getting ahead of it.
Exactly. Truly proactive defense. And as the sheer volume and speed of alerts just keeps going up, these ML-powered SIEMs become, well, pretty much essential to find the real threats in all that noise.
And looking beyond active threats, what about preparing for what might come next or understanding incidents that already happened? Does ML help with that too?
It does, yeah. ML is also really valuable in vulnerability management and forensic intelligence. It can analyze known vulnerabilities, but also consider context, like how easy is this to exploit in our specific environment? And what are attackers actually using right now? This helps teams prioritize patching, yeah, focusing on the biggest risks instead of getting lost in a massive backlog.
Makes sense.
And after a breach, ML-powered forensic tools can chew through enormous amounts of data logs, network traffic, endpoint data to help piece together what happened, how the attackers got in, what systems were hit. It can even help predict potential future attack paths based on the evidence. This speeds up recovery and makes defenses much stronger going forward.
It really sounds like a huge shift across the entire security lifecycle.
Mm.
But, you know, powerful tech always comes with challenges.
Yeah.
What are the main roadblocks for businesses trying to bring ML into their security?
You're absolutely right. The benefits are clear: better detection, faster response, fewer false alarms, scaling up defenses. But yeah, there are real hurdles. First off, data quality. It's everything. ML systems need tons of good, clean, representative data. If you feed them garbage, you get garbage out. Unreliable results, biased models, missed threats.
Right. Garbage in, garbage out.
Pretty much. Then there's the complexity of implementation and integration.
Yeah.
Getting ML working effectively isn't simple. You need careful planning, people with the right skills, which are hard to find, and you need to integrate it properly with all the existing security tools. It's definitely not just flipping a switch.
And what about the other side? The attackers.
Yeah.
Are they just sitting back, or are they figuring out how to deal with these ML defenses?
Oh, they're definitely not sitting back. That leads to a really significant challenge: adversarial attacks. Hackers know about ML, they're smart, and they're actively trying to fool or break these systems. Adversarial machine learning isn't just theory, it's happening. They try to manipulate the data ML relies on, aiming to make it produce wrong outputs, maybe lower its accuracy, or just bypass detection altogether.
How do they do that?
Well, common ways include things like data poisoning. That's where they subtly sneak bad data into the training set. So the ML model learns the wrong thing. Maybe it learns to classify certain types of malicious traffic as perfectly normal, creating a blind spot the attackers can exploit later.
Wow, okay.
Or there are evasion attacks. Here, they make tiny, almost invisible changes to malware code or attack patterns. The changes are just enough to make the malicious thing look benign to the trained ML model, letting it slip right through, like a digital ghost.
So it really is turning into an AI arms race then.
Yeah.
Attackers using AI tricks, defenders needing AI to counter them. How do organizations even begin to manage those kinds of sophisticated risks?
Yeah, it's a constant back and forth. Key steps involve things like continuous monitoring, constantly checking the ML model's outputs, looking for weird behavior or sudden drops in accuracy. Also, raising awareness within security teams so they know what adversarial tactics look like. Using something called adversarial training, basically, deliberately showing the model manipulated data during training to make it more robust against those tricks.
Training it to expect the unexpected.
Kind of, yeah. And being super rigorous about validating data sources, making sure the data feeding the models is trustworthy. And importantly, the goal isn't usually to rip out everything else. It's about enhancing existing systems. Success really depends on tight integration with things like the SIEM and endpoint protection tools we talked about, ensuring that high-quality data feed, trying to make the models somewhat explainable so humans can still understand and oversee them, starting with high-impact uses like spotting anomalies, and crucially, committing to constantly review and refine the models. They aren't set and forget.
Looking ahead then, with AI developing so incredibly fast, where do you see this whole field going?
Well, the pace isn't slowing down, that's for sure. And that's going to unlock even more potential for ML in cybersecurity. We're definitely going to see greater automation, probably moving towards what some call agentic AI. Think autonomous AI agents that could potentially manage entire security incidents from spotting the first sign of trouble right through to fixing the problem, maybe even predicting the attacker's next move.
Whoa.
This kind of hyper-automation could mean much faster, maybe more reliable responses. Also, large language models, LLMs, like the tech behind ChatGPT, are already being used more and more for finding vulnerabilities, analyzing malware code, even spotting sophisticated phishing attempts.
So AI fighting AI, but also using AI more intelligently for defense?
That's pretty much it. And it really underscores this escalating AI arms race.
Right.
Because attackers, they're using LLMs too, crafting malware that's better at hiding, launching attacks faster. There was recent research, actually, that showed an AI-generated malware using reinforcement learning bypass Microsoft Defender about 8% of the time, and the cost to create it, around $1,600. That's accessible.
A little worrying.
It is. So companies have to invest. Morgan Stanley, for example, expects spending on AI-powered cybersecurity to explode from maybe $15 billion back in 2021 to potentially $135 billion by 2030.
A huge jump.
Massive. Organizations really need to embrace machine learning not just as another detection tool, but as a core part of their strategy, something capable of spotting and, crucially, blocking those advanced data exfiltration tactics that older systems just can't see coming.
What a truly profound impact machine learning is having, and will continue to have, on cybersecurity. It really feels like it's enabling that shift from always being one step behind, reactive, to actually being proactive, maybe even predictive. It's not just an upgrade. It's like a whole new way of thinking about defense.
I completely agree. In a world where threats change literally in real time, building machine learning into your defenses isn't just, you know, a competitive advantage anymore. It's becoming absolutely essential if you want real resilience, especially against those really damaging tactics like data theft that legacy systems were never designed to stop.
So here's something to think about as we wrap up. As this AI arms race really heats up, how will organizations find the right balance? The balance between needing these super cutting-edge AI defenses and, well, the need to actually understand and control these systems as they become more and more autonomous. What's the human role going to look like when AI agents might start managing entire security processes on their own? Definitely something to mull over. Thank you so much for joining us on the Deep Dive today. We really hope you'll continue exploring this incredibly important and fast-moving field.